You know, we've been in the room together. He had his morning show. I had mine. We were working in the same company, but our love of radio and our love of cars put this guy and I together.
That's the one thing I don't think people are going to realize. You two are going to be chums talking cars, and I'm a Camry guy. I'm so boring.
I think Mason and I are M-Power guys. We have a respect for the classic muscle cars and everything. I'm just so excited to bring the MJ Morning Show back to the Tampa Bay market on Q105. I went to New York for a couple of years, but we were back at least once a month. My wife was back weeks at a time, several times a month.
Especially during the winter months.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, Mason, you're the same way. You love to go to the Carolinas. It's nice to get away, but it's always nice to come back.
Hey, listen, this is home. My girls were born here. My grandbabies were born here. For the most part, my entire radio career was born here. And so this is home and always will be home. I may have been born in Memphis, but
Same thing for me. When I was asked by my former company to go to New York and launch a brand new morning show on the legendary WOR radio in New York, I jumped at the chance. But still, the Schnitt Show based still here in Tampa. My whole crew is in Tampa. People have asked me, well, you know, miss New York. Actually, miss Tampa. I mean, Tampa is home.
Yeah.
New York felt like a long vacation. Does that make sense, Mason?
Yeah, I hear that.
New York felt like a long vacation. Kids were born here. Chloe was born at St. Joseph's Women's Hospital
in both of mine.
August of 2001.
And all my grandbabies.
Yep. Julian was born in July 4th of 2004 at St. Joe's.
It's been fun, though, because he made legend at FLZ.
Yeah.
And we made legend at Q105.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. What is it about each other that you always respected that you maybe never verbalized to the listening audience because you were always in competition with each other?
He was doing a lot of, with the MJ, and then when it was MJ and BJ, was doing a lot of what Scott and Cleveland did as the Q Zoo. And while we took some of that, we were more of the adult radio station. They were the top 40 radio station. Mm-hmm. So while I watched and saw what he did on that end of it, we were doing our end and we weren't really competing. Yeah, we were for maybe total audience, but not to the point where there was any kind of radio war where I was sniping at him and he was sniping at me.
But
we never did that.
Yeah, you respected the hustle.
Yes.
And listen, I obviously have to respect Mason's history, and it's just involuntary to understand the history, the legend, what Q105 did with this market. You know, Scott Shannon creating the Morning Zoo right here at this radio station, then taking it to New York City. It's an involuntary reflex for me, like breathing, to respect your heritage, your history, your fan base. You have your huge fan base. I have my huge fan base. And now we're going to bring it all together.
We're going to bring them all together for this one radio station. Yeah.
Can you look at this lineup. It's going to be the MJ Morning Show with Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne. We're live here. Then it's Eugenio and Middays live right here. Mason and Afternoons live right here. Bobby Rich Nights live right here.
It's going to be a ton of fun. He's going to light it up in the morning, and we are going to light it up in the afternoon. Yeah. In our Friday festivities. Woo-hoo! Here we go, baby. Yeah. Friday.
Get ready for the MJ Morning Show on Q105.